Okay, so I've finally gotten a time that you guys want these. You guys want them about 15 minutes. So instead of talking slowly, which was my plan, and just kind of saying everything I want to say in a way that's clear and concise, and just really, you know, rambling as well, I'm just going to be saying it quickly. And if you guys have any questions about what I'm saying or anything like that, just text me, comment on the thread. Or private message me, but comment on the thread's good, because then if somebody else has that same question, they can see it. Or if there's a problem with the way I'm doing it, I'll be able to see if there's a problem and try to fix it for next time. And other people won't be saying the same problem. I'm actually really surprised the amount of people that liked my thread and have commented on it. I'm really glad you guys seem to be excited about it. I've already got my first co-host is going to be helping me out this week sometime. I don't know what time. I'm trying to work out a time with him. Today is about feelings, and I've already wasted like a minute out of the 15 minutes that I have allotted myself, so I'm going to do this fast. And there's three types of feelings. There's the dream feeling, there's the dialed, and there's wild. Now, the dialed feeling, we're going to start with dialed. You guys know what dialed is. If you don't, go to a beginner part of this forum and read that, because I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. And outdated internet references are kind of like my specialty, so you guys are not going to be running out of those anytime soon. So dream initiated this dream. We're going to be talking about the feeling for that, and I'm not talking about the feeling inside the dream. That's what I would call dream feeling, or other feelings inside a dream feelings. This is the feeling that you get before you have a dialed. And I mean before you go to sleep. A lot of times I feel like I'm kind of in the zone whenever I have a dialed. Like, I know I'm going to have a lucid dream when I go to bed that night. Like, I know it. And I wouldn't say that. And some people say that that's why they say confidence is the only thing you need to lucid dream, because you need to know that you're going to have a lucid dream. But I would say that it's more like, if you practice basketball for a while or football or anything like that, and you hit the zone for a second, and the zone is just that state where you can't go wrong, then that's what you're looking for. That is what it is. There's nothing else on your mind but the fact that you're going to be able to do everything you need to do tonight. And so you're looking for that zone, and the way we find that zone, and this is why I say that straight up confidence is not going to give it to you, is because the way we find that zone is through the techniques. The techniques lead us to the feeling that we need to lucid dream. And the feeling might just come with the ability. I don't know if it's feeling comes with the ability or the ability comes with the feeling. But either way, the only way we found these is side by side. And you're not going to be... actually, I'm going to say that at the end. So now let's move on to the wild feeling. And so I say the feeling because for me, the feeling feels like the same zone that you feel in basketball. Same... I can do this, I'm going to finish, I'm going to be the boss masterist of all. But it's just, you know that you're going to do it. And it feels like confidence, but it comes and goes, which confidence doesn't really come and go. So I would say with wild, it's a completely different feeling. Confidence does help, I would say, just because if you're unconfident of it, you're not going to be. All right, now we're moving on to wild feeling. And I think the wild feeling is a lot harder to explain because it doesn't feel like confidence. It doesn't feel like the zone. It doesn't feel like any of that. And I'm guessing that it feels different for each person. But for me, the wild feeling, it feels like I'm shifting over to a second body, or my first body just moved to a different place, like my body, or... like, I just lost all feeling in all of my body, and so I have to imagine my body. It all kind of has to do with the feelings on my body. And I've seen other people that say that they don't have that at all. They'll start seeing things first or something like that. And with wild, it may not be a feeling, or it might be a sight, but it's going to be a sense. How's that? Generally, it's going to be a sense that you'll start having. And I'm going to try to move my my wilds over to dream feeling, but that means nothing until I explain it later on. But the wild feeling is something that you get from trial and error. You try over and over. You wake up at the right time at night, and you go to bed like 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later, and you just keep trying and over until you hit the right area of the night where you can start feeling a wild coming on. And that trial and error, over and over, you'll get better and better at finding that feeling. And then you'll, whenever you find it, you'll know it every time you feel it. And so what happens for me is when I'm going to sleep, if I don't feel that feeling, I will just give it up and move over to a dialed and not worry about it. And so I try to wild every night whenever I'm going to sleep, but if I don't feel it, I just give it up. There's no reason to try for any longer and waste precious sleep time, especially right now. So we move on to dream feeling. It's a wild feeling. It's hard to say, but I've given you guys two tutorials. One of them is MZZKC's Comprehensive Wild Guide, and the other one is Why You Fail at Wilds. And they really teach you how to find your own feeling or your own technique, your own anchor to keep your thoughts in order, basically. And I think that it's going to be different for each person with this wild technique, and it's going to be very hard unless you really find your own and just trial and error. And as I said before, I don't wild very often. I wild probably twice a week, which is out of like 5 or 6 times a night I try to wild, which is like 35 or 40 different times. No, 35 to 42 different times that I really try to wild. So 2 out of that is not very much. But it's really good if you're just looking at it by week. Because you guys are all wouldn't mind to have 2 wilds a week, most of you. Some of you guys have more than that. Y'all are beasts. I was not really a natural at wild, but I did trial and error over and over and over. Just every night, wake up, go to sleep, try it, feel it. And the next feeling is the dream feeling. And this is something that you can use it as an induction technique, or you can use it as a just a way to RC. I use it to RC, basically. And I don't know how to explain other than it's a sixth sense that you have whenever you're in the dream, generally. And I don't know if it feels the same for everybody, but most people seem to have some form of dream feeling sense. And it doesn't seem to come to you until after all of your emotions come into check in a dream. And if your emotions aren't coming to check in a dream, I mean that like whenever, let's say you have a lucid dream, you get super, super, super excited, you're running around in circles like a chicken with your head cut off, or you get super, super excited and you try to calm yourself down over and over. That doesn't happen to me anymore. I'm not like wake up in a dream and get super, super excited. I wake up and I can feel all of my normal feelings and emotions. It doesn't feel anymore like I'm in some ethereal place. It just feels like I'm back where we first started. But it's still good. It's still enjoyable. I've said before that lucid dreaming is kind of like sex. You know, it's not as exciting as it was the first couple of times, but you're better at it, so it's more fun. And sorry if that's vulgar or too vulgar. I can edit that. I cannot edit that out, actually. I have no ability to edit that. But, so yeah, just tell me if that's too far. So, going on to the dream feeling. A lot of people, like Oreo, will use the dream feeling as his RC in and of itself. I just use it whenever I'm doing an RC to give me the whole idea of I'm dreaming and this is what a dream feels like and this is where I would be at. And I think that it's good to note the feeling, and you know, you can try the dream feeling RC, but mainly every person is going to find their own way with lucid dreaming. And that's what you notice if you looked at the dialed. I said that you have to, I don't remember most of what I said because I've done this over and over. But basically I said that you have to feel confident, and the techniques will lead you to that, but what techniques lead you to that is going to be completely different. You're going to find a specific technique for yourself that is going to lead you there. And I'm going to link for 2 of those. One of them is, they're both by Naya. One of them is Simple Mild Technique. The other one is Dials and Wild Secrets. And these are all 4 of those threads, the 2 by Naya and the 2 by MZZKC, are, they are out there. They're good techniques to find your own technique, which is what you need, because you can't just carbon copy somebody and do exactly what they do and get the exact same result, especially with lucid dreaming, because you're not starting with them, you're starting with you. The whole equation looks differently because we're starting with you, not them. And plus, they're further into it. The words they're saying may make perfect sense to them and actually mean something different. You don't want to carbon copy a technique. It's not going to work the exact same way as it did for someone else. So there's a saying by Bruce Lee that talks about this, and I think it's very good for anything that's not like mathematics or science based, and that is take what is good, leave what is bad, and add what is specifically your own. And this is just the idea of finding your own technique. You don't need to do what everyone else is doing just because someone's better than you. They're better at you than lucid dreaming with their own mind. Even if I told you guys exactly what I do to lucid dream, you guys wouldn't be able to do it because you don't have my mind. You don't have my past 3 years of, or 2.5 years of lucid dreaming experience, or past 23 years of experience living in my mind. So, and I mean, I've got different things that can change all of the stuff. Everyone's mind is completely different, so you really want to find your own technique. And I also want to say that you're not going to find a technique way out in left field. Like, let's say in front of you there is two paths, right? One leads to lucidity and one leads to non-lucidity. Let's look at it very carefully. Not really paths, but on your left one and on your right one. Now on your right, you can see all the lucid people like Naya, Oreo, Hakif, Waking Nomad, Raven Knight, people that get lucid often, right? And you're thinking, oh, well, they all found their own technique. Now, on the left, there's also people that tried to find their own technique, but what they did is they went with things that don't even make sense sometimes. Like, some people try to stay up all night, like I did last night accidentally because of, you know, baby and stuff like that. And then they try to say that, oh, well, because I'm aware, or because I'm so close to the sleep state, I'll definitely be able to slide right into a dream without even trying. More sleep, more awareness, and less aware. Whenever you're, the more tired you are, the less aware you are. So if you're less aware and waking, why would you be more aware when you're asleep? It doesn't make any sense. You're not going to find your place on the left. You're not going to find your route to lucidity on the left, because lucidity is still on the right. Lucidity is still with better sleep, healthy person, recall, awareness, all of that stuff is still going to be there. Now, you'll find your own specific path in that way, but you're going to want to keep heading to the right. Heading to the left is going to get you further and further away from your own path that you would have found in the first place. I hope that makes sense to you guys. If it doesn't, as I said, I can explain any of this stuff. And I think that's it. Oh, actually, there's one little thing I want to throw out there. Senses initiated lucid dream, SSILD. Now, I think that this is a very good way to find your own feeling. It wasn't really close to the feeling that I had, but it was a feeling that I realized was what I needed. Whenever I felt it, I realized that I needed to make my own version of it. And so my version of it is completely different. It doesn't even look the same, but in my head, they're similar, and in my head is really all that matters. And so whenever I found Sessile, I found an extension of my own technique that helped me out a lot. And so I would recommend trying Sessile, but I would wait until you've had enough lucid dreams to, like, just a few lucid dreams, like probably 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, I don't know, wait a little while. And after you do that, you should be able to, after you wait a little while, you should be able to feel the difference, feel what you need with Sessile. Don't just carbon copy Cosmic Iron. Now, Cosmic Iron, if you look at what he said, it sounds exactly like someone finding their own technique. He said he found this, and as soon as he found it, he doesn't have to do any other techniques, right? Now, still, if he sleeps more at night, he's going to have more dreams. If he wakes up a few times throughout the night, which is what Sessile tells you to do with wake back to beds are amazing, then you're going to have more lucid dreams. All of that stuff still applies, but he found his technique that all he has to do is pay attention to that. And so after a while, it just feels like really all you need to do is get good sleep, because your technique, you've already got it down, and you're just getting better and better at it. And at that point, I'd say it's a little dangerous, because you're in danger of getting stuck with your technique that may not be perfect for you. So I would continually look from bettering and bettering your technique, but don't leave your technique to dry just because you're looking for something better. Keep doing the technique that's working and look for more. More better. look for better things for yourself. So the senses initiated lucid dream, I wouldn't say that you're going to get lucid by it, but it might help you. So I would recommend trying it at some point. Just because it gives you good feelings. It's a good idea of the type of feelings that we're looking for. Woohoo! Alright, so it's looking like I did this. Last time I did it, I accidentally shut it off, like, right before I got to my summary or anything like that. And since I don't know how to edit anything together, I just, like, ugh. So I had to redo everything. which wasn't too big of a deal since it's only 15 minutes. But, and the times before this, whenever I tried it without the 15 minute idea, it took me 30 minutes. So, any questions, ask. If you guys like this, just comment. You can subscribe in the top area. There's a bunch of different tools like Search Thread and stuff like that. You can subscribe to Thread without even commenting, but comment, ask questions. Ask me questions about this. Ask me questions about what things you want me to answer in here. Anything you guys want to know, I will do a podcast of. I haven't gotten enough questions so that I can just like go off of those and just be like, I don't want to do that question or that question. You ask me a question, especially right now, I'm definitely going to answer it. I can't make that promise for the future. So I will talk to you guys later. This is ending in about 16 minutes. So awesome, awesome. Now I got to figure out how to change what type of file it is. Shouldn't be too hard. I think that Dreamer gave me a great guide. Seems like it's helped some other people. So bye.